I welcome you all to our cathedral church. I thank you for taking the time to join us at the holy sacrifice of the Mass, as we are privileged to house for a few hours the incorrupt, the venerable heart of that magnificent priest-saint, Saint John Marie Baptiste Vianney. In one of his annual meetings with the priests and other clergy of the city of Rome, in the course of his sermon, Pope Benedict XVI addressed himself specifically to priests and to priests who are and would become pastors of God's people. He said this: we must never forget as priests that the only legitimate ascent to the ministry of the pastor is not that of success, but of the cross. Saint John Vianney, the pastor of souls by the thousands, the patron of parish priests, in his earthly life and in his eternal life in heaven, personifies the power of the cross of Jesus embraced and never relinquished. This great saint's beloved cross was his parish of Ars, which he embraced tirelessly in the two ways that the Catholic Church must have and cannot do without. He embraced the cross as his privilege, as his identity, both at the altar and in the confessional. This is to be the life of every priest. Priests do a lot of other things, important, but what a priest is ordained to do, what he willingly embraces on that day of sacred ordination, and he is forever identified in time and eternity, he embraces the will of the one who called him to be a priest, to offer sacrifice, and to forgive sins in his name, the name of Almighty God. This holy relic, the incorrupt heart of Saint John Vianney, a priest consumed with and consumed by the love of Jesus for him, is now present among us. May every one of us who are priests, with the greatest humility and gratitude for our vocation, may we most especially gaze upon this saint's heart and pray with him what was his daily prayer. So many witnessed to hearing him pray this prayer over and over again as he prepared himself to offer Mass, as he visited the sick of his parish, as he readied himself to sit in the confessional for up to 16 hours a day, they would hear him saying to himself, but they knew to whom he was praying, that part of the beautiful Recolta. O good Jesus, grant that I may be a priest after thine own heart. My dear friends in Christ, Jesus answered his prayer. May that be the prayer of all of us who are priests. May that be our constant prayer for all of us who are priests. Please pray for our priests. And please pray for those who are preparing for sacred ordination. It is the greatest life, but it is only, and it always will be, only with God's grace that imperfect men whom he chooses to act in his person, to be his servants of the graces of his mysteries, will be faithful. Praised be Jesus Christ.